Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast, your best podcast spot for all things Cleveland Guardians baseball. Presented by WaitingForNextYear.com. Follow Matt on Twitter at Dairy Speaks and Todd at TD Guardians KU. The Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast is on the air.
Well, 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 what do you know? A series win for the Guardians. Yes, they take 2 out of 3 from the Twins, and we welcome you into the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast right here at WaitingForNextYear.com, the Evergreen Podcast Network. Matt and Todd with you on a Monday, May the 8th. Guardians homestand continuing, 3 with the unnamed team, and then the Angels come to town this weekend, but a must-have game yesterday for Cleveland. Cal Quantrill pitched great. Pitching's been really good. They take 2 out of 3 from the Twins. Todd, you were there. Good work yesterday getting it done.
Thank goodness.
I mean, the bats still are ice cold, but at least they got 2 out of 3 here.
Well, here, it's funny because yesterday Brooke and I went to the game, and it's the first inning, and four straight singles to start the inning, right? Isn't that what
Miracle.
It was? I know it was. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, this is good. It's Sunday afternoon. We're gonna. This is great. They scored 2 runs. They really should have scored more than 2 because, things were not as they looked. But, with Joe Ryan, he had a man on third. I believe we had a man on third.
Third and one out.
One out and didn't score after being up 2-0. And then I figured, things would go good. And then 2 hours and 9 minutes later, the game was over and it was still 2-0. But at least they won.
They needed it badly. We're brought to you, by the way, by the Center for Advanced Dentistry, Groove Ride, and Breaking Tea t-shirts at breakingtea.com/dairy. A lot to discuss, but Todd, I mean, what can you say about the starting pitching this week? Even the games in New York against the Yankees, which were just like a root canal watching. How painful, and I felt for the relievers. Class A blows a game. Stefan blows a game. And it's like, Karinchak's having his struggles, but it's like,
who?
99, as you
Thank
would call
you.
Him. He got through yesterday. Okay. That's my guy.
He did.
But it's like,
Jimmy.
But it's like, you're asking these pitchers to just be perfect because the offense just cannot score. I was on with Garrett Bush on the Fan this weekend talking about it. It's like, it's painful to watch. And you got to figure some of these guys are going to break out. They have a track record. I know that some young guys in sophomore slumps right now, but man, I mean, this is just, it's painful. And they're going to be lining up a lot of lefties this week against us. So we'll see where this goes, but hopefully some momentum, at least to keep winning ball games here after beating the Twins, who are a good team. They are.
I do feel like we have this conversation every week, but the AL Central remains the gift that keeps on giving. It in the history of Cleveland baseball, we're going to look back at Dick Jacobs's holdout to move to the AL Central and get away from the AL East as the single smartest and best thing the franchise has ever done.
Yep.
I would say it's even bigger than building Jacobs Field because this division is so bad. They'd be in last place in the AL East right now. It wouldn't even be close. They'd be nowhere. And we would be freaking out. What are we? We're 2.5 games back, right? Right now of the Twins?
Correct.
Did that Twins team impress you at all this weekend? They scored 3 runs in 3 games. They scored 3 runs in 3 games.
They're starting
pitching. No. I'm sorry. They scored 5 runs in 3 games is what I meant to say. But yes, their starting pitching is good, but
their
lineup has good players, and they're very similar to the Guardians right now, where a lot of people are not hitting at the same time. Jose Miranda, who was great last year, is not hitting at all. Buxton's great, but again, it's a lot of solo homers. Joey Gallo is a homer or a strikeout. Jorge Polanco's off to a slow. I mean, most of these guys are not performing up to their level, and it's very similar to what's going on here. But that's not a team that's going to run away. The Guardians we could be playing 500 ball most of the season and still be right in the thick of it, because I just don't think that any of these teams are, you know, the Twins really being the only one are gonna run away. I mean, the White Sox are an absolute dumpster fire. Did you see last week? They made 11 transactions in a single day.
In one day.
That's crazy. Unnamed is playing, you know, their best ball in about 3 years, but I don't buy them for 1 minute with that pitching staff. You know, they just caught a hot streak. But they'll be fine. But again, AL Central, baby. Gotta love it.
You're right about the biggest decision in Cleveland sports history. Second only to Uncle Artie of Bolting Town.
I was saying Guardians history, but yes, here. Yes. I would second overall.
What about the decision to leave Richfield? Let's talk about that. But I had a weird dream last
night. Palace on the Prairie.
Hey, form two lanes.
Right. Coliseum, form two lanes. Oh, Coco man. Doesn't like that too much.
Right. What was your Coliseum?
Tell us about your dream last night while Coco continues to bark.
I can't even hear. It was I don't know. I just had some weird dream, and Hot Rod Williams, Brad Doherty, and Larry Nance were all in it. I don't know why. And we were at the Coliseum, just like the old days. Maybe it was because I was scrolling through my timeline last night and saw the Jokic elbow to the owner of the Suns. That's a good bit.
I thought maybe you had a solo pizza or something. That's why.
But you mentioned the White Sox making a bunch of transactions. I mean, the Guardians are trying just about anything to get this offense going. Here goes Zach Plesac down to Columbus. I thought they'd move him to the pen. He goes down there. Now you've got Oscar Gonzalez down there. And I got to be honest, I have no beef with either of those moves. I think you got to get them both jump-started. This happens. Oscar certainly needs at-bats and needs some confidence. And he wasn't playing all that much. It was sort of bizarre. And then, you know, the pinch hit bloop single in the Bronx this week, I thought would kind of maybe get him some confidence just seeing the ball drop and being on the bases, but it didn't. And then now he's gone. So the only issue I have is, now if you're going to bring Tyler Freeman up, let's see him. You know, I mean, a lot of lefties this week. Let's see. Andrés Giménez probably needs a blow. He probably needs a breather tonight. Let's see Freeman at second. I don't know. Keep Arias at short. I don't care. Let's go.
Yeah. A couple things going back to the roster. I'm with you. I don't have a problem with Oscar Gonzalez going down, playing every day and trying to find himself. We also always have to take a step back and remember, Oscar was not a highly touted prospect. He wasn't on the 40-man last year. Everybody knows, drink. And he came up, was a sensation. It was great, but now there's a book on him. And he was never a patient hitter to begin with. He was always a bad ball hitter. But now that there's a book on him, teams know how to pitch him, and he's off to a slow start. And with Will Brennan, who's also off to a slow start, at least you're getting that gold glove defense. I heard you say this to Garrett Bush yesterday on 92.3. When you have a defense with Kwan in left, Straw in center, Brennan in right, you have three gold glove level fielders.
Yes.
Cannons for arms too. Brennan, well, Kwan's isn't as good as Straw's and Brennan's, but Kwan won the gold glove last year. I mean, so that really improves the defense. If they could get anything from a hitting standpoint from right field, now it would obviously be an improvement. I know he played Arias out there on Friday night which was kind of a stunner to me. But right now, Arias is your fourth outfielder. But I also think that they're trying to give Arias a chance, either give him enough rope to show that he's, you know, to give him enough rope to hang himself, or give him enough rope to where he's pulling, and he is forcing his way on. So I think right now that's what they're trying to figure out. And Freeman, I'm with you. It's not like Ahmed is playing great. Okay. Andres is cold. I mean, let Arias play DH one day, DH Jose, play Arias at third. Then the next day you want to sit Ahmed and give him a day off, play Arias at short. Then the next day you want to give Andres a day off, play him at second. He can play first base. He can play right field. Just give him regular bats. And, you know, I know you're kind of off of him, Arias, and I don't really buy him all that much from the hitting perspective, but his glove is undeniable wherever you put it. And if we're going to see if he can play, you got to give him the at-bats. And right now, with the way everybody's hitting, why not give him more regular at bats. Why not give Freeman more regular bats? It's not like everybody. I mean, it's not like everybody is hot, and you can't sit Andres because he's so hot. You know, you can't sit Ahmed because he's so hot. These guys can all use a day of rest. Just rotate them in and out. And that also, by the way, keeps the bench fresh. We talked about this for weeks about Valoria being a waste of a roster spot. He had 21 at-bats. He was here for a month. David Fry, this week with all these lefties. David Fry didn't get one at-bat this week.
He'll play him. I bet you he plays tonight.
Facing two lefties, he better get first base
or something. My guess is he'll be playing. But they have to. But I will say this. If people think, like, Zach Plesac going to Columbus, like, I don't know what that means in the grand scheme of things. Like, this team, I still think, can win the division and go far. But it's not hinging on Zach Plesac being the fifth starter. But if they want to make a run like they did last year, they need Oscar Gonzalez's bat. They do. So he's going to have to go down there, get some confidence, see the ball go over the fence, see the ball go into the gap and go, all right, I can do this, and then bring him back up, and then he has to play, and I think he'll be fine. Plesac, I don't know where this is going to lead.
Yeah.
I really don't, because Battenfield was, you know, throwing a no-hitter on Friday. Tal's all of a sudden pitching well again. The two kids are good. Bieber's good. And McKenzie. So I don't see.
Don't forget about Aaron Civale.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing with Aaron Civale. He'll come back and then he'll be on the DL 10 minutes later.
I was just going to say his health cannot be counted on. And also, this goes back to, we never know anything about injuries. Have you heard one single word about Aaron Civale since he went on the injured list about, well, he's throwing off the mound? I've heard nothing. At least with Tristan, I've heard a little something. And we know he's on a 60-day DL or IL. So, you know, he can't come back at the earliest until the end of May. So at least we know that. But I'll tell you, I know nothing about Civale. But to your point about the police act thing, you and I have been off of him for years. I wanted to see him go to the pen, to be honest. But you know what? If they want to work on him down in AAA and see if they can get him right, you never know. Teams get desperate for starting pitching. But the way that Bibee and Allen have looked, and listen, Battenfield Friday night had a perfect game going into the sixth inning against the Twins. And really, he made one bad mistake and he lost 2-0. I mean, he was excellent. And I didn't see that one coming. I certainly didn't see that one coming. And you still have Gavin Williams there in AAA. Have you seen what Joey Cantillo has been doing in AA?
Yeah.
He had 13 strikeouts in 5 innings.
Killing it at Akron.
Yeah. There's just the wave is coming, man. And really, there's no either step up or get out of the way is my point with Plesac. And the good news is he stepped up. He's now out of the way and we don't have to worry about him anymore.
Well, I mean, he pitched 7 shutout innings in his first Columbus start the other day, Plesac.
I would hope so. The guy's been in the majors for 4 years.
All right. 5. But like, it's crazy. I don't know if he pitches well in Columbus, all right, then you're right. I mean, somebody would have to be, you know, blowing a tire up here. And right now, I mean, Battenfield's pitched pretty well. Like I said, the two kids aren't going anywhere. McKenzie will be back at the end of the month.
Hopefully, yeah. And where does Plesac fall in that line of succession right now? He's way at the bottom to me.
Yeah.
I still think they should be trying to turn him into a reliever. I mean, I know that they want – you know, you can never have enough starting pitching and you always need options. I would be working him out of the pen, especially the way the bullpen has looked lately here. I mean,
it was a Sandlin free weekend for you. I was very excited
about that. And you know, the irony is I must have been a family member of his because the top of my section is where the family sits. And there was a Sandlin 52 jersey. And I was like, no one's buying that. Got to be a family member.
That's solid.
Yeah, but he didn't pitch all weekend, which was good.
No.
But I don't know. You want to talk about the pen a little bit? About what you saw all weekend?
I mean, look, the games against New York, I know that all these guys had some struggles at times, but like all these games are so close and you're asking these guys to be so perfect, you know? Like seeing what James did yesterday and Classe, look, not missing bats, but back-to-back saves is huge. You know, tonight would be interesting if they got into a save opportunity against Detroit. I'm assuming Class A is not pitching because he pitched on back-to-back days.
And Stephen didn't pitch yesterday, so you'd think that it would be him.
Yeah. But the addition of Sam Hinch is back.
Huge.
I love what he said after the game on Saturday. He said, I didn't think I was pitching. Like, they activate him. And then, you know, Tito probably told him, hey, look, we'll try to ease you in. And then Saturday night, he's coming in to face the prince of progressive field, Max Kepler.
Well, you got to in that instance. The guy,
that fucker. I mean, that guy owns us. I've never seen anything like it. It's like Tommy at Comerica Park.
Did I read this correctly? He has like 19 career homers at progressive field.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Tito goes, I think I've seen every one of them. It's like, yeah.
That was a good line.
Now, unless Tito was sick at one point and when he wasn't there, but yeah, you pretty much have been. I mean, that guy just didn't he hit like 3 homers in a game against Trevor Bauer.
Off of Bauer. He owned Bauer. I think he hit like in one season, I think he got him like 5 times. But yes, there was that one game he hit 3 in one game.
The Bauer outage. How's he doing?
How's Japan?
From the gutter to the grail.
From the gutter to Japan, more or less. Come
somebody,
on with that guy.
Zach Meisel loves that jam. Yeah, so Hinch just being back is huge. I think now that the platoon now is better rested with this with the starting pitching so well, you're going to have some guys that now have not been trotted out every 5 minutes. Hopefully this week, games at home. Like you said, Detroit and the Angels can hit. But if we can't score runs this week, you know, and I know, look, and we'll go through the pitching matchups. I know Wednesday they're facing a red-hot Eduardo Rodriguez, who's one of the best pitchers in the American League. But, like, it's just weird how we couldn't beat Clark Schmidt. We couldn't beat Herman. Thank you, Aaron Boone, for that gift. But yet,
we
beat Sonny Gray and Joe Ryan. That's baseball, Susan.
Meanwhile, let's go back to that Yankee series. So the sad thing about that whole Yankee series was, they lost 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
They easily could have swept that series. We'd be talking.
Or could have been swept.
If they did what they were supposed to and finished those games and didn't fuck up so badly in the Tuesday and Wednesday losses, both decisions by the manager and play on the field. I mean, losing that game Wednesday was just inexcusable. But you would be looking at, hey, look, all of a sudden we've taken, you know, 5 of 6 this week against the Twins and the Yankees.
Would have been
and
nice.
We'd be singing a different tune. I mean,
yeah.
But that Yankee series was such a debacle. I still can't get over the fact that Domingo Herman had a one-hit shutout going into the ninth inning, was like under 90 pitches, gives up a bloop hit in the ninth, and Aaron Boone immediately takes him out. It's not like he's taking him out for Mariano Rivera. It was Clay Holmes, who's been shaky.
Yeah.
And it was like the biggest favorite ever, and then the bats woke up and they ended up winning, which was great. But
it was awesome. It's a great win. I just wish they would have taken one more in that series.
Yeah, they really should have. And it was a shame that they didn't, because the Yankees were not hitting either. I mean, you look at we talked about this last week. Here's the scores of the games last week: 3-2 win, 4-2 loss, 4-3 loss, 2-0 loss, 4-3 win, 2-0 win. It's
every game.
Whatever happened to 7-1?
You know, once.
It just doesn't happen. Never.
We get a blowout just once.
It just does not happen. It's wild. It is wild to me.
And it's hard to predict. Like, you can look up tonight and go, okay, Bybee against Joey Wentz. Like, let's blow them out. But the unnamed team gave up 12 runs to the Cardinals yesterday. Are they going to give up 12 again? I don't think so. But, like, I don't know. They need a laugher. They need a breakout. I think we're going to see David Fry a couple times this week. We're going to see more of Arias.
But
it's tough on the manager when – what's he – I mean, you know, people say, oh, why did Tito have a Jimenez bunt? First of all, there's no way Jimenez bunted him.
Oh, God. That was on his own. Well, you said – correct me if I'm wrong, but you said that Zach asked him after the game about it, and he said that he did – that Andres bunted on his own. That was as aggravated as I've been all year, for sure. I was
right up there with the Freeman bunt a couple weeks ago. Sent him right back.
But at least with that one, I was like, all right, it's Tyler Freeman. I mean, Freeman was you know what? I can't excuse either of them. They both suck. Bunting is for losers. Don't bunt ever. End of story.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey, and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
Well, you want to bunt with Cam Gallagher in a tie game, first and second, no outs in the ninth, fine. That's fine. But when your six hitter, who's an all-star, and I know he's not off to a great start, hit the ball harder this weekend, but like still, it's mind-blowing. And I know this is what goes on when you don't score. Guys start pressing, guys start doing too much.
You don't score until you score. You know what else? Speaking of Cam Gallagher.
I mean, they have 18 home runs this season. The Rays have 71. 71. We have 18. 18. That's it.
Wait, 18. And then they hit zero in Yankee Stadium where a pop-up goes out to left or to right, and it's right. Gone. I mean, fucking Jake Hunger Strike Bowers went deep. That was the other thing that aggravated me so much. We were beaten all week by Willie Calhoun,
Jake Bowers.
Like that game, it's not like they had no Judge and no Stanton, and their lineup was terrible at the bottom. You can't lose some of these games.
That's the Yankees B team.
Like you said, and the text to me and the executive producer, we just can't beat these guys. It's like Lou Brown. One day we're going to find a way to beat those guys. Like truly, it was just so frustrating. But coming back to Cam Gallagher yesterday, all right, I was watching his at bats. I wanted to see if like there was maybe, you know, he's hitting
like
two hits and 30 something at bats. At what point are we going to pull back and say Zanino's defense is bad, Cam Gallagher's defense is fine? He's fine. He's not special, but you can't use Cam Gallagher more
he's
than
better,
once a
week he's
because he's
a
4A catcher. Right, but he's a 4A catcher. At what point are we just going to say, okay, enough's enough. Bo Naylor is destroying AAA pitching. You can't tell me that Bo Naylor's defense is any worse than what Zanino's giving you right now. So that excuse to me runs hollow. He's caught Tanner Bibee in AAA. He's caught Logan Allen. He's probably caught Logan Allen in AA and AAA. I'm sure Bieber's thrown to him. He's caught Battenfield. You know, at this point, let's get him up here. Let's get the bat. You know, you want to DH Zanino from time to time to, you know, against lefties. I'm fine with that. You want to split their time, you know, three games here, four games here with both guys. I'm cool with that too. I am ready for Bo Naylor. I don't need Cam Gallagher anymore. Just give me, again, it comes back to this. Give me someone who can hit. And we know Bo can hit, so let's see it.
Well, the problem is
your thoughts.
Well, the problem is Zanino was raking earlier in the year. You know, the homer in Seattle, the first series, a big hit in extra innings against the Yankees or the Red Sox last weekend. These games all run together.
He worked that great bases loaded walk on Monday night too.
Yeah, he did.
Great at bat to give us the lead. That was great
against the Yankees. Yeah, Mark Clark goes for his 10th win. but Zanino can hit ish, although lately he's been striking out a ton. He's been, other than his shortstop teammate, has been the master of the three pitch strikeout. I'm not even going there this week. We're a med free this week.
I'm med free. The executive producer wanted us to discuss Ahmed not hitting second yesterday, but he didn't play. So
I mean
I'm sure he'll be back in the two hole tonight.
No. Miles Straw was batting second yesterday. We won. Now, I know we only scored two runs, but no. Leave Straw in there. At least Straw puts the ball in play, for God's sakes. But
give Rodney a chance.
Okay, Jackie. Zanino can hit-ish, okay? We don't know if Bo Naylor can hit at this level. And then last year, they had that bizarre roster move in September and October, where Bo Naylor was on the roster and never played.
And then they never used him, right?
The Guardians, somebody, you sent me some tweet from some guy, Kevin or somebody that was
Kevin Dean, yeah. Fan,
that he's like, roster is weird. Like, the Guardians bring guys up and then they just sit there. Like, Bo Naylor, oh, he made the playoff roster. Never played. David Fry never plays.
Freeman came up, didn't, you know, this weekend, didn't play. I mean, right. It's just, and it's not like, again, it comes back to this. These guys aren't hitting. So right. Try something else.
Yeah. But
by the way, we're like, oh yeah, Zunino, he's hitting. He's hitting 197 with a 702 OPS. So it's not like it's.
Yeah, but that OPS is one of the highest ones on this team.
Well, that's right.
I mean, but Zunino's defense, I mean, just the pass balls.
Oh my God. I just.
What about the other night when the Yankee kid, I don't even remember if it was Peraza or which
Joe
one?
Joe Peraza?
Yeah, wait, if you don't know the Frito-Lay story, then shame on you.
Wait, by the way, getting back, hold on real quick. I just looked at Zunino last week. He was 0 for 13 with 10 Ks.
Yeah, he swung through a lot of
walk,
breaking
one goals. Walk with that bases loaded walk. 0 for 13, 10 Ks.
Oh my gosh. Ugh.
Yeah. And Cam Gallagher is hitting 067 with a 252 OPS. Yeah.
I mean, but Bo Naylor is
he's 2 for 30 on the season.
Bo Naylor hit a home run the other day in Columbus. I don't know if it was Saturday, maybe.
It was Saturday.
And it was just it was opposite field. Yeah. Just a thing of beauty. Now, I know it's AAA. I get it. Big difference between AAA and the majors. But the thing with Zunino is you just – the kid from the Yankees is running to second to steal in the ninth, stumbling over his feet. And Zunino hit the mound with the ball. It took six hops, and they still almost threw him out.
Yeah. I mean, I think that Brenda could have thrown out Peraza there.
Man, we are playing the inside bit CD today. Woo! Center for Advanced Dentistry, shout out to Dr. Ben Hornstein, CFAD.net, Groove Ride. If you want to work out, look, my brother is just the king of Groove Ride. You go there, he's teaching classes, you're getting a great... What do you got? Spin. You got, let me try to do this on my own.
Okay.
You got spin. You got deep groove.
That's right. Deep groove. That's my jam. Bike boot camp.
Oh yeah. Boot camp. Whatever it takes.
But, well, I'm doing rise and grind boot camp.
Oh, yeah, rise and grind.
Deep groove is bike boot camp. And then we have spin classes. We have bar. You know, we got a new class coming this Thursday with your girl, Katie Pollock. Shout out to Katie. Katie is teaching a new class called Greatest Hits, as in high intensity interval training, which will be a cool new class. I came up with that title myself, by the way.
Oh, wow.
9:45 on Thursdays. But yeah, no, seriously, we have unbelievable instructors. We have an unbelievable community. Come check us out on the corner of Chagrin and Brainerd in Woodmere, grooveride.com, RYDE. So it's Groove.
Give yourself some extra time to get there, because Chagrin Boulevard, when it's not two lanes,
don't speed on Chagrin Boulevard.
Hell yeah. Certain people love
25,
that.
25.
Also, get your gear at Breaking Tee t-shirts, breakingtee.com/Derry. The new Jose shirt is just tremendous. Jose Ramirez is the man. And if you want the new shirt with him sliding into home plate and says Jose on it,
the arm up, it's so cool. I love it.
It is. The Stephen Kwan shirt's cool. All the stuff they have at Groove Ride is great. So go to, or not Groove Ride, geez, at breakingtee.com. See what you've done?
We do have great stuff at Groove Ride too, though, for the record.
Do they have protein shakes like the one I have right here?
Very soon, we're adding to the mix, you know, under new stewardship.
Expert tutelage, but go to
tutelage, yeah.
breakingtee.com/Derry right now. It takes you right to the Cleveland collection. All right, what haven't we touched on here? We got to go through the matchups. You were at the game yesterday. What kind of crowd did they have yesterday?
17. You know, the sun wasn't out, but it was on and off, but it was a nice day. I don't want to get into another attendance conversation because that's pointless, but I will say this. Saturday night, one of my neighbors took us out for their 40th birthday. It was shout out to Hallie. We had a great Hallie and Mike took us out for Hallie's 40th birthday. Marble Room basement, which I didn't know existed.
Did you get the tour too?
Had a vault in the basement. I never knew it existed. It's this private party room. It was unbelievably cool. It was great. Yeah.
That's
what
awesome.
Was cool was it was a Kentucky Derby kind of party. Like, it was around the Kentucky Derby and everyone was supposed to dress up and all that stuff. We had a big TV like rolled in for us. It was great. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. We'll watch the race. I'll go to the Guardians game. YouTube TV, no Bally's. So
what?
I could, yeah. So like, I just had to follow the game on my phone, which was annoying, and then run some tape. But like, I still cannot fathom that these games are not available for everybody somewhere. I mean, it's just mind boggling to me. Really is.
Mom called the other night, right in the middle of the game.
And couldn't find like, the right.
And said, what are you doing? I said, I'm watching the game. And she said, oh, let me turn it on. And then we did like a 5 minute thing about 660. And she was trying to go to channel 660. And it said the channel wasn't available. And she's like, I'm calling Todd. I said, do not call him.
I was in the middle of very important business at the time. Yeah. But, but don't worry. I followed up with her.
But what does she have? DirecTV?
She's on DirecTV.
But it's not, but they don't have that either, Bally's, or she does have?
I'm skeptical that mom did this. I mean, listen, I love her, but I'm very, very skeptical that this is not. I thought they were on DirecTV. They were last year. So, yeah, and meanwhile, what is she doing not watching any games since the beginning of the season? I'm very disappointed in her.
But, I don't know.
She is asking to go to a game, though. Tomorrow night, the executive producer and I will be in attendance.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
yeah, baby.
What
EP riding shotgun?
You got to do it.
Yeah,
I'm looking at our list of topics. We've basically touched on everything except number six. Is the domination by Max Verstappen bad for F1 racing?
It's boring. Yesterday's Miami Grand Prix was a total bore. Qualifying was way better on Saturday, and the Martin Brundle's grid walk yesterday was an all timer. He had this wild shirt on. He just, if you've never seen it, it's like right before the race, he walks the paddock with a camera following him. And he just like goes up to random people like celebrities and just tries to talk to them. They don't tell him at a time. And when there's like a big celebrity, they like try to keep him away and he doesn't care.
Wow.
So like he goes right up to like, you know, it was like Venus and Serena and he was like trying to get to Venus and Serena. And they're like, yeah. No. You know, like he live trying to get to Tom Cruise. Martin Brundle was great yesterday. It was excellent. He got Roger Federer. There was just some good stuff. When, you know, last year he went up to Paolo Banchero and thought he was Pat Mahomes.
I saw that video actually.
So, and it was really funny. So this time he gets Paolo Banchero and he was really, and Banchero's like, I'm a big fan. He was a real good sport about it. And it was funny, but yeah. So,
was the Hunter race Dickinson sucked. At this race?
He was at the Kentucky Derby.
He's a big celebrity.
Kansas Jayhawk, Hunter Dickinson.
Big celeb. You enjoy that this year.
I'll enjoy it if he gets me a title. I don't really care as long as he's not a distraction. No, but to close the loop on it, it was a total bore. Verstappen won from P9, which was also super annoying. No one likes Max. If you're a Max fan, you're lame, period. Team Alpine forever.
This is way too deep on this.
What about George Russell? Somebody in our local F1 chat this week, because he's, you know, all these guys are divas, referred to him as Princess George. Kind of enjoyed that.
Look, here's the bottom line with this baseball team. Let's get back on the road here. Only
Who's
two
a,
and a half.
Better back. Manager? Who's a better manager? Toto Wolff or Tito? I'm just kidding.
We got to get back on the horse. This is tough. You got two teams. Look, the Angels are coming in later in the week. You got the unnamed team right now. You know what's funny? Obviously, I live in Michigan for the listeners that don't know.
You do?
The unnamed team, the Tigers, they were ahead of us yesterday. They actually had won two games from the Cardinals. By the way, the Cardinals manager, Oliver Marmol, maybe is the worst manager I've ever seen.
Like, no, you does know, not know what he's doing. No
zero
clue.
Idea. Okay.
This is like Manny Acta 2.0 here. Like, rah-rah, great guy. Everyone likes him, but he has no idea what he's doing as a manager.
Remember when Actaball refused to ever argue? Do you remember that 1 year?
You and I had that bit going like the entire Manny Acta era. Why doesn't he ever come out and defend his players?
He would never go out there. Rarely. But yeah, this Marmol guy had no idea what he was doing all weekend, and the unnamed team took 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals. But like, when the Tigers got in second place, like people were screenshotting the standings, like, look who's in second place. So hopefully we handle them this week. They've actually played us pretty well the last year and this year. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens. But all right, pitching matchups tonight. Like I mentioned, Tanner Bibee, the rookies pitched well, 6-10 start against lefty Joey Wentz. Turnbull sent to the minors.
Really? Oh, I thought he was coming back and he looked so great. I guess not.
No. Wentz,
he's, the lefty. He's just Detroit's version of Zach Plesac. That's all he is.
Kind of. Although Turnbull did throw a no-hitter once. Shane Bieber, Tuesday night, you'll be there against Michael Lorenzen.
Isn't yes, he plays outfield and he starts, right? Wasn't he on the, he was on the Reds. Yeah.
Yes, he was on the Reds. Wednesday afternoon, 1:10, Peyton Battenfield against Eduardo Rodriguez. Again, he's been very good lately. And then a day off Thursday, Friday, the Angels come in. You got 7:10 Friday, 6:10 Saturday, and then the Sunday breakfast special on Peacock at 11:35 a.m. You got the Angels coming in. We've got Logan Allen on Friday against Tyler Anderson, a lefty. Reed Detmer's a lefty Saturday against Cal Quantrill. And then Tanner Bibee again on Sunday against undetermined at this time because Jose Suarez, they go six starters, the Angels do. Suarez got hurt yesterday. Probably see Sandoval. We could see five out of six lefties this week.
And Sandoval's really good. He's way better Monday. Than Tom Sandoval, that lowlife. And if you know, you know. And if you don't, you don't. Okay. I know Matt has no idea what I'm talking about.
Is he like an Ohio congressman or something?
No, you don't know about Scandoval, Vanderpump Rules? Come on.
No.
Please?
I don't know. No. That's good stuff, though.
You don't know about Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz? All right, whatever.
You are on fire today.
I know. Well, I'll say Friday. So I'm going Friday night with Arvin. And Sunday I'm going as well. I love it because now I get to see Allen and Bibee, which I'm very excited about.
Well, what's exciting is Otani is
coming.
Yeah,
we miss Otani, but we miss him in the pitching, which is great.
He'll pitch Wednesday, and he needs 5 days in between starts. That's how they've worked the Angels. But Phil Nevin's club comes in following the A.J. Hinch parade this week. So that's what we got.
The man who invented baseball?
That's right. That's correct. Yeah.
And don't forget Mother's Day, all of you out there, is Sunday. If you haven't gotten your gift for your wife, your mother, your grandmother, hook that up. You should go to BreakingTea.com and get your wife a Stephen Kwan shirt.
Yeah, but you can't get her a Groove Ride gift certificate because isn't that like telling them, hey, you're out of shape?
Yeah, remember when they had like the Peloton commercial and it was like, the husband got the wife a Peloton and then like everyone like freaked out about, oh my God, that's so mean. I thought that was stupid. You can get him a Groove Ride sweatshirt like the one I got on here.
Nice. That is
I'm
nice.
Sure you'd like one. Free. Oh, King yeah. of the freebies.
I need to replace my Edward Donna's quarter zip that I finally got rid of after all these years. But,
and for those who don't know, we are just a couple short weeks away. Actually, it's in two weekends. The big
down.
D's rave. Baby.
Woo. Okay. We can talk about it post game.
I
don't want to do a big hype train here. But
we'll
do, yes.
Oh, next week we'll hype it up and then we'll
turning
have a
nice 50.
Post mortem afterwards. It'll be great.
Post mortem.
We got big things coming up, big events for you.
We do. So
this guy's
we still gotta get a hold of Bobby D and get that brick. We haven't done that.
I'm already on top of it. I already talked to my season ticket holder. The great Matt St. John has them at his desk. I just got to go and pick them up.
Oh, he does?
I'm going to pick them up on Tuesday. Yeah, Bobby gave them to him. Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll do it. Guardians finally break the streak and win a series. They've lost five straight series before that. Again, Detroit in for three. Then the Angels following Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Get some wins this week, will you, please? And
I'll do the best I can.
So shout out to Groove Ride, Breaking Tea, Center for Advanced Dentistry, the Evergreen Podcast Network.
One other shout out to Molly Goldberg.
That's
we
right.
Love you.
I was going to say
you're
that.
You're the best. And keep on keeping on, Molly. We love you. Dairyberg wouldn't be the same without you.
And we are out of room and out of here.
What was it like to be there for historical sports moments and unforgettable performances? To be behind the scenes? On PressBox Access, you'll hear from me, Todd Jones, and other sports writers about their experiences with the greatest athletes, coaches, and sports events of the past half century. we'll share some stories behind the stories, some big, some small, and some we've only told each other. Let us buy you a round on Press Box Access.